He can block, tackle, score the touchdown, snap the ball, hold the snap, get the extra point. Hell, the boy will fill up the Gatorade cooler, walk the dog, and paint your backcourt. That boy can flat out play football.
He's terrible at poker, though, I can tell you that. Abhi Khan is here with us, number 60 of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And Abhi, first of all, congratulations to yourself, Jeff McFarlane, who was a coordinator of the CCFC poker tournament in support of Crohn's and colitis.
Hey, thank you very much. It was a great night last night. Unfortunately, I didn't go home with any money. I ended up losing money on the blackjack table too, but it was tons of fun. They raised a bunch of money for the cause, and it was good to see a lot of people out.
Are you kidding? By about 4 hours in, your brother was in town for it,
yeah,
as well. And there's a very similar look between Abhi and his brother that after about 10 rums, there was a few guys playing poker that were talking to the bro like he was Abhi. He didn't have a clue.
Oh, now my bro lives it up, too. He pretends he's me, and he talks like he's me, and he says, oh, I got punched in the chest last week, and he's acting it up, and we're laughing about it on the way home. But it's tons of fun having my little bro out here, but he actually did quite well. I think you finished a couple spots behind you, Joe.
Yeah, I was up to 13 final table.
Joe went very deep. Hey, in reference to that incident last game where I can't remember even the guy's name who got kicked out for giving you the shot to the sternum.
Well, you got to wait, Tommy. The new board game, the Abhi Khan Operation game is coming out with all the marks on where he's been punched, kicked, or grabbed this year.
But I wanted to ask Abhi if there's any truth to what this fellow said later on in that. That he says, well, Abhi gave me one of those WWE, elbow slams to the back.
I mean, there's absolutely no truth to that. I won't say that it was 100% completely clean in there from both ways. And not only myself, I mean, playing on the offensive line and defensive line, there's a lot of, shots taken, the pushes, hits to the ground, blocks to the ground. That sort of stuff happens. But anyone that knows me for 6 years I've been in this league, I've never been ejected before. I've never been accused of any rough play before. I play hard. I play to the whistle. And I think he was just embarrassed that on that play, you can't see it on the TV copy, but basically I blocked the guy, and as an offensive lineman, you're allowed to lie down on top of the guy.
Well, it's another point why you need to get to the games, because you don't see everything on TV.
Exactly. So I was lying down on top of him, and I might have been laughing at him while I was lying on top of him, and then he got up, and he took offense to me lying on top of him and gave me a good punch. But I don't play dirty. Everyone knows me, in the city and throughout the league, and I don't do any of that stuff. So I think he's just looking for an excuse and trying to, justify what he did. Bottom line is, he took a really bad cheap shot and cost him $1,000 in ejection, so
he paid for it.
Abhi, you're one of the great guys in this league, and I know how much you love the CFL, but 19,000 tickets have been sold for Saturday's game. Do you have any message for the fans in Winnipeg for this Bomber team that's starting to get it together and desperately needs a win and support this Saturday against the Montreal Alouettes?
Well, plain and simple, we need the fans out there. It's a playoff atmosphere now in the locker room. It's playoff atmosphere on the field for us. It's almost do or die right now. I want to say with Hamilton playing Toronto, we got to win this week. And the home crowd, I really don't think the fans appreciate or understand how much of a difference it makes as a player on the field. When you have 19,000 fans yelling versus 25,000 fans, it's night and day. And that last game was probably, unfortunately we didn't get the win, it was probably one of the loudest times I've heard Canadian stadiums in the 4 years I've been here, and that's deafening to the other team. It's really hard for them. The fans are entertained. Granted, me and Joe were talking about this last night. We didn't get the win, but I think every fan got their dollar value for the last game. It was tons of fun and excitement, and that's all we can really hope for, and we're hoping that the fans come on and have a good time.
Well, we here at 92 City FM have done our part. We went out and purchased some tickets, and Abhi, off the air, I asked you about the CFL picks for this weekend. There's four games. I'll give everybody a gimme. Abhi took the Bombers to beat Montreal. Guess the other three picks from Abhi, and Tom and I will send you to the game.
We'll give you the games, and then you guys will do your picks as well in just a few moments.
Yeah.
And speaking of names, we'll be calling out one for the Tom and Joe World Tour to the Olympic Hockey Games.
Right.
Once in a lifetime in just a couple of seconds as well. Okay?
So right after we call out the name, I'll give you the four games happening this weekend. You match up with Abhi's picks and you'll win.
All right, Abhi. Well, we know one pick already, the Bombers on Saturday. We'll see you out there.
Hey, thanks, guys. One last thing. Can I get in on that Olympic draw?
Yeah.
I mean, I may be a football player, but I'm Canadian. I love my hockey.
Well, absolutely. All-access VIP club. It's on our website. You sign right up, Bobby.
Sounds good. Take care, guys.
Okay, my man.